Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So were you upset TikTok was gone and now you're glad TikTok is back? It's all in your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
And we will get to that mix artist that's teasing new music in a moment. But first, the late night host had to talk about TikTok, the ban that's now returned. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Of course, the other big story everyone's talking about is that over the weekend, TikTok shut down in the U.S., then came back 14 hours later. It's like when a kid threatens to run away and just spends the night at a neighbor's house. It's like, I'm really doing it this time. Yeah, for 14 hours, millions of parents saw their children's eyeballs for the first time.
Hey, look at that. We talked about it. I was like, yeah, your kids are actually going to put the phone down for once.
I was relieved when I woke up and saw it was gone.
I was too.
Because we have to do a lot of this for work. And I thought, cool, one less thing on my plate. And then I got a message. It's back. Oh, okay, TikTok's back.
It's back.
I mean, I know you love it. You go on it all the time.
I do. I laugh at stuff all the time.
So you're excited that it came back.
I'm okay with it coming back. Actually, when it disappeared, I was like, oh, there goes my 6 million views on that beer thing I did. But oh, well. And now it's back.
And what did those 6 million views get you?
6 million views.
Exactly.
Mom, that's what I tell my wife, Jess.
You didn't get money. You didn't get paid or anything.
Okay.
Number two.
No, I'm not like some of those influencers that are like living off of that, making
this
their money.
This is their full-time job.
Right.
It is. I mean, as much as people want to joke about influencers, it is an content creators. It's a job.
They picked it. Yeah.
But it's very hard to make a lot of money in it. Mm-hmm. But when you do, you don't want to see TikTok go away. Well, there's some good news coming out of the heartbreaking fires that have happened out in California. All these little stories are starting to come out. Take a listen to the Salt Lake City Fire Department Captain Scott Winkler talking about the small victories that really matter.
Really, at this point, with the scope of the disaster here, it's the small victories that really matter day to day with these folks. And that's kind of what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Salt Lake City Fire Department, they helped an LA homeowner sift through the ruins of his home. It was completely destroyed to find a wedding ring and a class ring, and they found it.
Unbelievable.
They
really
found it. So yeah, it is about those little victories.
Dang, that is wild.
Number one.
Justin Bieber is teasing new music on Instagram. I'm going to let you decide if you think it's good or bad. Take a listen.
Part of life is just to go out the country and I'm not feeling nice. Got the sun on my skin. Okay. Bought a burger for my...
Whoa! Wait, is that new music or is that just him messing around? You know, kind of like on a late night, like I would do, be like, babe, I'm going to play this little riff for you on this guitar. I know I haven't picked up the guitar in like 3 years, but listen.
I hope he's going to go back and workshop that a little bit because I was not a fan. I was not a fan.
Didn't sound right.
But they're saying, oh, he's teasing new music, possibly putting out new music this year in 2025.
Interesting.
That's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.